You know, Christian school is so much more than just academics. There's so much that happens here that maybe you're even unaware of. The investment of multiple people in your child's life and opportunity to be able to get counsel and help and see examples. And it's just a blessing to have a part in that. Be part of that. And I'm thankful for Pastor Huber so many years ago having in his heart to start this and getting involved in that. And I think, I can't remember my first year at the school, it might have been 2005, but I am thankful for our school and the opportunity that we have each and every day. Get your Bibles out if you can. This is a charge. It won't be long. One of the obvious next questions will be for our graduates. So, what's next? Where are you going? What are you going to do? You're 17. What do you want to do for the rest of your life? Are you going to go to school? Where are you going to live? You're 17. You know, maybe some of our graduates know the answer to that, and maybe some might not. If you don't know the answer to that, that could be a frustrating and certainly an overwhelming feeling. You know, if someone asks you the question, what are you going to do or where are you going? If you don't know, what do? Well, you go to the one who does know. Tonight's, again, brief charge tonight is God has a plan. God always has a plan. Sometimes we find ourselves in circumstances where we're making a plan as we go. We say, shifting on the fly. That's not God. God is ordered and perfect in His plan. And it's amazing to me to know that God has a plan for each and every individual here tonight. Yes, this is for the graduates. Yes, this is to be an encouragement to them. But this can apply to you too tonight. No matter where you are, no matter what's going on in your life, I want you to know that God has a plan for your life. It's said a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And it's true. And there are a lot of steps ahead of you. And please understand that some steps are bigger than others. Getting up in the morning, well, that's part of life. But completing high school, that's a big step. That's a great goal. It took a lot of effort and a lot of work and a lot of planning. And knowing that God has a plan, I know this. According to Psalm 37:23, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And the Bible says this, and He delighteth in His way. Do you know that when you're going the way and the direction that God has planned for you, step by step, the Bible says that He delighteth in His way. You know, some people, I think I was telling Charity this Friday. I said, you know, some people are consumed with the destination. Me? I enjoy the journey and getting there. Oh, yeah. And you know what? The Bible says this, and I think it's biblical. I'm not just talking philosophically and people are different or whatever, but the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. Each and every step in your life, there's something you can enjoy about it. Amen. Hey, kindergarten's wonderful. You know what's wonderful about kindergarten? Everything. No bills. No flat tires. Snack time, mandatory nap time. Every adult's like, I want to go back to kindergarten. I'm in. breaks. They take breaks and they eat. Enjoy it. Here our graduates are. And all too often we are looking down the road and we are excited about what's way down there. And we, God says, yeah, but I got a step for you right here, a plan for you right where you're at. And I want you to enjoy this right here. The steps of a good man. Now, please understand that as we're following God and He orders our steps, as we step in those, that's where the delight is. It's not that I just, hey, can go off course and say, okay, that's where I ought to be, and I can be over here. Please understand, the greatest amount of joy is when we are stepping where God leads. The greatest amount of joy in your life is going to come from your obedience to God. Every step of the way. God has a plan for your life. He says that your steps are ordered. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs 16:9 says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. He says that we have two opposing ways. Man's way, man's heart deviseth his way. I got a plan. I know where I want to go. And we might even know where God wants us to be. And say, well, I'm going to go this way. And God says, yeah, but I want you to come this way. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. God has a plan for your life. Your steps are ordered, number one. Number two, your path is directed. Proverbs chapter 3. And verse 5, familiar verse. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Not only every step of the way. I'm thankful for our little people. We got some little people in our transition nursery called the Hall this week. Next week, the toddler nursery is going to be back open. But there they are. And have you seen the little people taking steps? Just very calculated. All their effort. Left foot lift. Down. There. And that's how our steps ought to go. But do you know that God has a path that we are taking steps upon to get to a designed destination? The key to staying on God's path is what? In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. The key to staying on God's path is to acknowledge Him in all our ways. You may be feeling like, I got this. I just completed high school. I've got. You might have a graduation party. So at the end of the month or 2 months, you might have more money than you've ever had. Completed high school, got money in the bank, the car's running, I got dreams ahead of me. I am in charge of my life now. And the worst mistake that you could make is not seeking God at this very critical time of your life. Over the next 5 years, you will make the most important decisions of your life. That will dictate how the rest of your life will go. If I could encourage you in this, stay on the path God has directed for your life. God directs our path, not degrees, not careers, not boyfriends or girlfriends. God does. Do not forget about God, especially when you're off on your own. You know, the tendency is going to be, Mom and Dad aren't around, I can do whatever I want. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. Don't forget how He has taken care of you this far. You've all acknowledged it publicly. Trust Him. Romans 8:28, familiar verse, but the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to His purpose. Those that are upon the pathway of God, I promise you, it will be better for you to be on that path. Number one, your steps are ordered. Number two, your path is directed. And number three, sometimes we'll lose sight of this. And as adults, we sometimes lose sight of this too. There is actually a plan. Number one, follow the instructions. Know God's word. And know the God of this Bible. Seek the narrow path. You know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13, it says, "Enter ye in the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat." That tells me that the majority is not right. There's a way that seems right unto a man. The Bible says, enter into the strait gate. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And he says these sad words, and few there be that find it. I've heard this said from our, maybe even some young people coming out of our school. Man, I feel like I missed out on some things. That's possibly true. Our sports program is not, we're not putting a lot of people into D1 colleges. Although some have gone on and done great things in school and have gone to some prestigious schools. But I just want to let you know, you started out on a narrow way. That's not by accident. That's not by coincidence. You're on a path that not many are on. You have great opportunities. So seek godly counsel. The Bible says in the counsel of there's safety in the multitude of counselors. Seek godly counsel. The Christian life is not easy. How many of you would attest to that? It's not easy. But stay on the right path. And always plan around God. Life will not go as you planned. Guaranteed. Any adults testify to that? Life does not go according. Here it is. Now listen, this is the big thing. According to my plan. But God has a plan. Yeah. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So what is God doing around you? Last verse, Psalm 16:11 says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. God has a step for you. He knows where he wants you to go next. He's got a path, a complete plan for your life. Just seek him. Follow him. Find out what God is doing in your life and around you and get involved in that. It has been my privilege to have any part in these young people's lives. I love our school. I love Christian education. I love Lake Ontario Baptist Academy. And I support any Christian school that's doing it well and doing it right. And if I can be a help to them in any way, I'll do it. But I'm excited for this graduating class. I'm excited to see where they'll go. It's good to see former graduates here in the back. With that being said, I invite our graduating class of 2020 to stand. You two little ones.